This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abrow, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own.
Here we are, continuing our bus journey around the Balkans on what turned out to be more than just a bus. It seemed a little bit like a taxi or a delivery service or a bus, or maybe it's all three. Although we'd caught a bus from the airport, our first bus station was to be a step into somewhat organized chaos. It was a giant unpaved area, loosely called a bus station, where we had to ask around all the buses parked which one was going to our destination of Berat. We were told the bus and the approximate time it would depart, and so we waited. Once we left, our journey took a number of diversions along the way, whether it was to pick someone up, drop someone off, pick up a parcel from someone, or perhaps just because the driver felt like going a different way. All these buses are privately owned by different companies, and there are no published timetables. Somehow, this all works. Our city of destination, Berat, is called the City of a Thousand Windows. This is because the old houses are built up the slopes in such a way that it appears that the windows all stacked one above the other. At night, when the lights are turned on in these windows, it turns into a beautiful city of twinkling lanterns, quite something to see. Of course, being as old as it was and with all these old houses, there are lots of cobbled streets and rickety sets of stairs, so I had to be really careful while walking around there with Annie's guidance. We came across a church where, in Berat, when communism ended, they were able to hold the first church service. We could really feel the spirituality of it and try to imagine how wonderful it must have felt to be free again to practice the religion of your choice. Ironically, just around the corner from there was an open-air museum displaying images of all the communist leaders who had come along to visit Hoxha during his regime. Thankfully, most of them have also been consigned to the history books. Another museum we visited in Berat was created by a local historian before he died. It was dedicated to the Jews of Albania and how they integrated and lived with the majority Muslim population, and how they accepted them and saved them during the war. His widow still runs the museum and, in her broken English, told us about all the photos and some very emotional stories of life as it was during the Hoxha regime and even during the war. Quite something to listen to. It really did give me a sense of hope in the time where we really do need it. From there, we walked up what felt like a never-ending, winding, cobbled street all the way up to the top of the hill where, overlooking the city of Berat, were the ruins of an old castle. Within the walls, people still have their homes and live there and run their restaurants, but all around them are the ruins of this old castle. And with Annie's guidance, I was able to climb some of the stairs and walk along the walls, feel the cannons and the arches all around the edges. We did meet a local man who told us a few stories, but what he was really looking for was someone to play chess with him. Sadly, I couldn't oblige. We sat and had a much-needed cool drink under an archway, and as Annie described the scenery around us and the walls and ruins, as well as way beyond, over the city of Berat and into the distance, I let my imagination run away with me and try to imagine what life must have been when all of this was a real castle.
Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.